Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hatcher, Fred Hatcher Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fist clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of cubs. Like that's the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. We about to make some motherfucking music in this house. For the benefit of those who just might not happen to know, who ain't seen this shit, let's know and even read about it. Imagine a whole bunch of talk. And believe you me, if need be, it's gonna be a whole lot more motherfucking action. When it comes down to this here business about saving the home of the deputy chairman of the Black Panthers, Fred Hampton.
Hampton,
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois.
All this oink oinking and talking about banks taking the state, auctions and foreclosures. As a matter of fact, you better come with a whole lot more than hard hats and bulldozers. Now, dig. See, they got me. No, scratch that. They got us all fucked up. As a matter of fact, might as well bring the badges, bandages, nine dime packets, handcuffs, and prison buses. You see, we talking about the same home. And when J. Edgar Hoover directed the federal government to tap the telephone of this bad young motherfucker when he was merely 14 years old. Now, you walking in the same place in which less than one block away. The same said government had a man named Nelson Stewart driving a good new ice cream truck, framed the same said man not known to be his chairman, Fred, in which they hit him up, handcuffed him, and gave him a truck to fast case on July the 10th, 1968. Across the street, he was a grammar school, down the street, high school. In fact, it was the chairman, before he even came to chairman, that checked these racist-ass motherfuckers in Maywood about blacks not being able to swim in the same motherfucking swimming pool. Now, mind you, as soon as they chopped the chairman down, in fact, the very next day, after the 1969 through the fourth grade, they came through Maywood and every other hood, saying and stating that there'd never be another Fred Hampton to take his place. And in addition, if another nigga dare thank you, you might as well get in the goddamn grave.
I'm the deputy chairman
of the state of Illinois. Now here we are. Can you dig it? 50 years later, fighting to save and maintain the home of the legacy of one of the baddest motherfucking greats. Now, that same said government that I made mention of merely minutes ago is still coming at the legacy chairman Fred as they did in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. If not more. As in the days of old when Rome politically salted the earth, like the British did the Chinese in the mid-19th century in the Opium Wars. These same murder, marauding motherfuckers have an artistic to turn the House of the Hamptons to the House of Dope. Yeah, like Rudy Giuliani implemented Nicky Barnes in New York. They, the state, armed and equipped former family members and a bunch of more reactionary-ass niggas. And at all places, placed their puppet ass right up on the first floor, and as well as down below. Right on 17th and Madison. Yeah, y'all know where it's at, 804. Now, they got us bogged down with outdated water bills, mortgages, predatory loans, and a whole bunch of more action. Nah, we ain't crying the blues, because that ain't the type of music that's playing. But we are letting y'all know what's happening. We standing here planning. We ain't on no vacation. We at the Hamptons. We don't meet no motherfucking Martha Stewart. Determined the destiny to save this here house. Whose house?
Even more, evil souls. Nowadays, gotta keep it close.
Less on my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'm a grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped out apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up some gates, and see my dog.
My dog.
Yeah, I'm free, yeah, let's see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, freedom dogs, freedom dogs, freedom all, free them all, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, and I'm yelling free my dogs, it's forever fuck the law. Middle fingers to they call my niggas ready for war, cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it, yeah nigga we own it, what's that, you don't want smoke bitch, free my niggas too, it's totin', free my niggas too, lost focus, real niggas won't focus, real niggas they know this, with the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack, yeah niggas know that, once you cross that line, he'll not know
coming
back.
Open up some gates and free my dogs. I'm free, yeah, let's see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' fall.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dog.
Yeah,
I'm free, yeah, let's free
my dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their
yard.
You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free them all, free my dogs, free them all, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
You basically know in my ideology, basically, you know, me knowing yours, you can support some of our programs. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
And you believe in programs like the Breakfast of Children program and free health clinics? Right on, brother?
We believe they're good things.
Uh-huh.
As a focal point to organize their mothers and fathers.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. There's no educational program here?
That's come out of the social action plan. You know, you set that up, brother. I mean, we can't put everything on one piece of paper.
What about this bank?
Credit union?
Mm-hmm.
Credit union. Credit union, my brother.
It is a bank.
Are you hip to a credit union?
It is a bank.
Yeah, you go and buy money?
Yeah. It's a bank. It's a bank. Owned by the people. Run for the people. And by the people.
What will money be given out to people for?
Well, the people would decide that.
You want to buy,
you know, whatever, you know, the people in the community decide.
You need some living room furniture, maybe? You need a car, maybe?
See, I got, the thing is with me, Dig, I need to know some more about it. I wish you had some more literature about the educational thing here. Because, you dig, as far as we're concerned in the struggle, the way we look at struggle is that this depends on the educational thing, you dig. Because this depends on the education.
Well, the whole thing.
No, but in the end, this does. You can form this with no education.
No, not the way we're talking about forming it. You know, right. We're talking about forming it right. You know, it's not on the paper. We didn't write it on the paper.
No, form it right with no education.
No.
Let me give you an example. Yomo Kenyatta formed the excellent revolution with no education. And on the day of the end thing, Yomo told the motherfucker, I said, well, you know, you've been educated to hate the enemy, but I'm your brother. I helped you lead the revolution. Now I'm more oppression. Another example, Papa Doc in Haiti. Papa Doc in Haiti hated everything white. Man, you couldn't put this white paper in front of Papa Doc's face. But he moved all the white people out, and he took over and be oppressed. He did, causing no education. And the people that have been educated, they just said that we don't hate the motherfucker white people. We hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow. So we got to know your educational program to find out what is going to be in the finale. A lot of people, Yomo Kenyatta is called not a never a revolutionary, but an ex-revolutionary. So it was Papa Doc. They brought on successful revolution. That thing in the mama house was a bitch. Bantu freedom fighters, all that kind of action. But what we're saying is, this is the end. But you don't judge Castro now. You can't do it. Nobody in this room could judge whether Castro was going to be a revolutionary or not. You know what I mean? We're talking about things, you know what I mean, with China, the People's Republic, and even at the stage they're in now, talking about even going on further into a communistic state. That's what we're talking about. That was the revolutionary. So we got to understand here the educational program that you have to be able to figure out whether it will go on the right lines, where the people will end up in a situation where they can be able to really control themselves. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, the people that take this local foundation and start stealing money because they won't be really educated to why it's the people's thing anyway. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, you have neocolonialism instead of colonialism like you got in Africa now, like you got in Haiti. So what we're talking about is there has to be an educational program. That's very important. As a matter of fact, we're so important with us that a person has to go through 6 weeks of our political education before he can consider himself a member of the party, able to even run down ideology for the party. Why? Because if they don't have an education, then they're nowhere. You dig what I'm saying? They're nowhere because they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You might get people caught up in an emotionless movement. You understand me? You might get them caught up in because they're poor and they want something. And then if they're not educated, they want more. And before you know it, they'll be capitalists. And before you know it, we'll have Negro imperialists.
It's Chairman Fred Hampton, the Black Panther Party. It's Chairman Fred Hampton, the Black Panther Party Cubs. We have our comrades here from far as Oakland, California. We got other contingents on the way down here now. In the spirit of resistance, in the spirit of solidarity, we have long history of coalition work with comrades such as Connor, Houston, Seychelles, and other forces. So we want to let the record reflect the Black Panther Party Cubs that we're here on deck in solidarity.
And what is it like to witness this right now?
Okay, that's what it is, y'all. I see y'all in the field. That's what it is. Let me do a roll call real quick, y'all. I'm just disappointed. If you do your regular voice, I'll play. So, cars be going low. Let me know if y'all give me over all the comments. Here's up, I was with Fiscal Inch, y'all again. August 21st, 2019, we live in direct. Queen Nubia in the building, Voss in the building, Philadelphia's in the building. That's what, matter of fact, Philadelphia's on the way up here. Hey, y'all, we late with these flies. We had to readjust some things, y'all. We got some major, major, major forces coming in. Janine Africa, recent release political Janine Africa, Minister of Confrontation, Pam Africa. Move is going to be in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure we welcome them officially. Matter of fact, I'm going to detail about that in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, touch this loop, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Making that connection. And I guess it's going to be a free them all. That's what it is. Free them all should be a free them all. Malik Ishmael, that's what it is. I see lines. Ain't no doubt about it. Let's do it. Let's make history. Let's take it. Let's say it happen now. Emerald, long time no here. This is good to see you. Hey, miss you as well. How you and the family doing? That's what it is. Right on. Free them all. So, Body, hope you're feeling better, man. Shirokin, I know you're going to be making your way up here, man. That's what it is, y'all. Okay, then, again, August 21st, y'all. I'm moving so fast, I can't believe I negated that, the stress and significance of that day this morning. I get up. Field Marshal George Jackson, long live Field Marshal George Jackson, was assassinated. Let's be very clear, he was assassinated August 21st, 1971, on St. Quentin Prison Yard. You know what I'm saying? Never forget the legacy of Field Marshal George Jackson. Also, August past August 7th, young man child, Jonathan Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's what it is. Oh, I need y'all on deck. I said, throughout the years, we've been at the Chairman Fred's Peace Party, International Revolutionary Day. Forces have, you know, come and gone. They've been here, even out physically. I know y'all still been with us politically in support. All those, I mean, who came out there, Poetry in the Hot, August 30th, Cold December 4th, everyone, those who came out, you know what I'm saying, to help, man, transportation for forces, and also I need y'all to put the word out. We need all y'all forces on deck. On deck. Real talk, y'all. That's what it is. Yes, indeed. No doubt about it. Oh, hey, Field Marshal. No doubt about it. Long live Field Marshal George Jackson. And I just, some of our conversations, we talked about, you know, the impact of, you know, Field Marshal George Jackson, you know, and, This is a man who was a credit to our community, man. Credit to our community. I'm saying an asset to our people, man. Dig. And I'm going to tell you about this situation. We got up in San Quentin and stepped on that historical stomping ground. You know what I'm saying? Felt the beat. Field Marshal George Jackson, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. August 30th, I can get some details. August 30th, y'all know. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be critical when I raise this. I say this also now. I talked to this cat today. Let me do our official opening, because I know once we get to rolling, we rolling, y'all. Welcome to Free On Radio, on the Intellectual Radio. Call in numbers 929-477-3785. Also call in numbers 708-223-8953. My other line is down. So I know the brother supposed to be calling it from the concentration camps. It just hit me just now with stuff people moving so, you know, hectic. We got a dollar, we got to do it. Sometimes we got to use 2 tin cans in the stream, you know what I'm saying? This is a weekly program of Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and also then Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. You know, we talk to a number of different forces, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are going through some things, you know what I'm saying, including us, you know what I'm saying? We see, you know, we human, everything is political. I want to, while I'm saying this, I know it was a last minute call, but we can call, I think we got some comrades between that and board, if it's possible. This is a last minute request. What's this piece? I think five stair steps. That's why we crack on the channel. They're saying things are going to get easier. But we can pull it up, you know what I'm saying? I want to send it out to a number of different people, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out a little Zaheem. I want to send out a number of different forces. Keep your heads up, you know what I'm saying? I want to send this out to those in those juvenile detention centers. I want to send this out to those here, captain those concentration camps. I want to send it out to those sisters who got to deal with these degrading, demoralizing individuals at these social agencies, you know what I'm saying? I want to send this out to those victims of the Department of Children and Family Services. I want to send this out to those who have been denied parole, you know, back to back, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to paraphrase it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, ooh, child, but just that's our people, y'all. That's what we need support. As I said, Green Hoop in the building. Okay, man, Star Wars, whatever, man. Hey, y'all, I ain't going to keep saying this, man. We need this is on the studio equipment, man. You know what I'm saying? We're saying this. We just cold lick the other day. I'm really upset we missed it. I had an opportunity. This brother had some music, some studio equipment for, I think, $700 a week. We wanted to get it. And this is a strategy. You know, Chairman, you always got a strategy, so you do. You better believe it, you know what I'm saying? Well, some cat asked me, one of my plan Bs was asking me some stuff today about, man, what's going on? These people talking about doing this and that on the chairman. And you know, I said, listen, we're going fishing. I said, let the bait sit for a minute. When that bobble move in that water, we going fishing, man. You know what I'm saying? They keep on trying to, you know what I'm saying? They keep coming for the whale, keep trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it works not benefit. They think they're getting some guppies, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know, so we going fishing, man, you know what I'm saying? We know sometimes the wind hard to the masses, we got to go in some, that certain things go in certain arenas, you know what I'm saying? That we, you know, like I say, it was just about to me, I wouldn't even be there. Like I tell people, a woman, what she would do and what she wouldn't do, then ask what she would do for her children. Which is when you got to get different answers. You know what I'm saying? Different arenas we do for the people, man. One thing for sure, two things for certain. We coming in armed with the politics, man. This path of politics, this politics that sustained Minister UEP in the concentration camps, this politics that sustained, you know what I'm saying, Chairman Fred. We formerly known devil disciples, labeled them black disciples. Ain't no coincidence that did. That's weird. You just popped in. You ain't just see what I just said, brother A-Rod. That's weird. You just clicked in. You ain't just, if you miss what I just, if you go back and hear what I said, it's going to trip you out. You know what I'm saying? We in sync, man. We in sync. I ain't heard from you in a while. It's something that you just popped in, brother. Real talk, man. You know that history I'm talking about when I see the chat, you know what I'm saying? The falling on devil disciples later became the black disciples, man. We in tune with that history. And so, it's something, you know what I'm saying, that legacy. We say, man, we It's important. It's important, man. It's a prototype. It's a template for us to build future situations, y'all. But we're going to start it, man. I know some of y'all have seen the front page Chicago Tribune that has a picture of myself and also in front of the Hampton House. There's also my the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton in the house, which, you know, Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. And it's something we always say many times that politics is like real estate, timing, location, all that. It's something that close to 50 years after Chairman Fred was assassinated, that this is the article on the front, you know what I'm saying, that Chairman Fred's widow and his son from the house he grew up in is on the front page of the Chicago Tribune, when that same entity, you know what I'm saying, 50 years ago, infamously reported it as a shootout. Chairman Fred was assassinated along with that kind of mob clock, you know what I'm saying? And deal is, you say Chairman Fred lives. We say Chairman Fred said you can kill a revolution, but you can't kill a revolution. August 30th, y'all, I told this brother, call me today. He said, what if we just do this thing about all this violence going on in Chicago? We really have to get together like some in front of the house. So Chairman Fred was at. I said, okay, wow, great idea. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know, what about we just had to be doing on the 30th? He said, what? I said, this is a yearly thing we do. And it just hit him, you know what I'm saying? And I say, the one thing about the vanguard, the tip, you know what I'm saying, the advanced attachment, and I'm not saying in no egotistical way, we got that consistency, even when it's not popular. And he say, man, all this violence, we out there every August 30th, every December the 4th. You know what I'm saying? He said, where? He said, we ain't seen the flyers yet. I said, you know, I was just self-critical the other day. I was self-critical. I said, because I missed a major event. One of the major representatives in Chicago and streets, you know what I'm saying? And not just Chicago, you know what I'm saying? They had people from New York and everything come in, the birthday celebration, you know what I'm saying, of Chief Monique. And I said, man, I was commenting. I said, man, I missed that. But there were no flyers put out for that. It's something in the air. It's something in the colonized community, you know what I'm saying? Like, the birds don't be, they don't check in. You see, you know, it's time to go south. You see any flyers out for? They automatically know it. It's, you know what I'm saying? We heard about, I've seen some problems at the old school event the other day, 59th and Hermitage. Y'all know we had to try down on the alderman for the 15th Ward. Raymond Lopez, who was trying to shut it down last year. You know, we exposed that, calling that contradiction, you know what I'm saying? How he tried to run a good bag of some garbage and say this should be shut down. We could call it for this, attack on our community. And during a few events, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we've seen generations, you know what I'm saying, come together. I kind of got scared when I first got there. I didn't see some people. I knew, I said, whoa, gentrification, excuse me. That grabbed them, knocked all the people out. But I got to see, and it was just automatic, you know what I'm saying, without no rule book orientation. Now, like, you knew what, you know, guys, they went to where they was going to. You know what I'm saying? Knew the son of Mary Hoover, was at. You knew where, you know what I'm saying? Little Chucky, you knew where to go to. I seen Brother Derek and them. And it was something we were talking about. Brother was like, man, yeah, we have to get to worry about Chairman Larry Hoover's mother's funeral a while ago. We went there. And just that communication, you know what I'm saying? And that the deal is, we got to emphasize that and up, you know, it hold us accountable. You know what I'm saying? I remember growing up, we ain't had no cell phones. I know we got word one of our guys got into it. I remember getting on the public transportation. We riding on the bus going to help our guy out. You know what I'm saying? So August 30th, y'all, high noon, ground zero. Now, some of y'all may hear that and your mind automatically is going to say, well, let me get my train ticket to New York. Because you hear certain words, what first you hear, the way you watch the news, the way you hear different dates, it expresses your political line, which you unite with. You know what I'm saying? You hear terms like gangs, you know, who you think about. When you hear about a murder in Chicago, ask yourself, what did a lot of y'all think about? The first thing, you know, your first image, be honest with yourself about that black teenage boy with dreadlocks that comes to your mind. They can tell you, man, somebody Somebody just got through shooting up such and such. Your first thought. Your first thought. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and a lot of this is baggage that you have been carrying from your own personal experiences. You know what I'm saying? And or better yet, your lack of experiences. A lot of people have never seen a black man. A lot of you have never seen a black woman. A lot of you have never seen a unit or family. I knew this individual one time who was exposed as an agent provocateur within our organization. I said, man, have you ever, he would do so much reactionary, individualistic, you know, anarchistic. Well, I get that Chairman Fred senior feeling right now. He talked about, he raised a criticism about the weathermen doing the days of raid. He said these are coastal anarchistic actions, you know what I'm saying? And he laid it out. But it was an individual, I recall back, I said, man, I asked him, say, the stuff that you be doing, man, I said, have you ever been in any organization like a Boy Scout gang? Have you ever been involved in any? He told me no. It was no family structure, no nothing. And you know what I'm saying? And we sympathize, you know what I'm saying? We sympathize with those who have been deprived of that. However, when you continuously bring this empty suitcase and this baggage, trying to throw it on, you know what I'm saying, on this airplane, you know what I'm saying? It comes to a point where people have to start, you know what I'm saying, people start doing checks on your bags. Hold on, man, this ain't for you. This, you know what I'm saying? This ain't your ride. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't even have the humbleness to say, wait a minute. Let me just be appreciative. Let me come in and say that my never being no vehicle transportation should not dictate. You know what I'm saying? This plane that the masses of people are saying, regardless of their age, regardless of their gender, regardless of their—they say, "Wait a minute, you trying to get somewhere too? But I come from such and such. You trying to get the freedom? Yeah, I'm trying to get the freedom too." And say, "Okay, well, you know what? I had an issue with you before because you was on that side of the tracks. I was on that side. Yeah, man, but this we finally got a vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Well, what's your religion? Oh man, we're not going there. We trying to get the freedom. We can once we get there, we can the dialogue on it. You know what I'm saying? But right now." You know what I'm saying? These people, you know what I'm saying? We under attack. You know what I'm saying? And we finally got some vehicle that, you know what I'm saying, some entity we can roll. If you come in saying, man, I ain't never had no nothing like this here. And people say, well, me either, but that's more important than we should say, man, check your baggage. Check your baggage. Man, my daddy did this to me. I hear you. My mom, I hear you. That's what we're trying to get to a place. We can deal with these contradictions on our terms, because the motherfuckers that's been, you know, gunning our planes down, repoing our cars, putting boots on our cars, you know what I'm saying, taking up or charging exorbitant amount for bus passes, is deprived of shutting the red line down. That entity, we have been deprived of something. You know what I'm saying? So finally got something that we can ride. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, that's beautiful. Y'all, no, we ain't on the same. No, we're going to have different contradictions. You know what I'm saying? But however, this is like a, this, we're not going to make them antagonistic. You know what I'm saying? You sit in a certain chair does not come at the expense of depriving me. But the deal is we try to ride. So that's all, you know what I'm saying, invest this here. Let's give me some entity. Give me some example. You know what I'm saying? Man, here we go, man. You know what I'm saying? We got colonized calendars that acknowledge dates that we've been impacted by. You know what I'm saying? Long live the Deputy Minister of Health, Robert Doc Satcher. I see you, Aisha. You know, real talk. Deputy Minister of Health, Doc Satcher, you know what I'm saying? Man, Chairman Fred say you did. I see that Deputy Minister of Health, Doc's daughter, just touched in with us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know our protocol. Panthers calling in. Man, open them lines up. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? We make mention of something for whatever ties into this entity. And I'm saying it as objectively as I can. Chairman Fred said, well, by Deputy Minister of Health, Doc Satcher. He said, it's July 1969. A lot of y'all just getting hip to these body organs coming up missing. This is something new to y'all. Chairman Fred said, July 1969. He said, you go down to the Cook County Hospital for, you know what I'm saying, common cold. You know what I'm saying? You come up there and just happen somebody else having some from another community just happen to need your brain organs, your sex tissue, you know what I'm saying? Your sex organs, your brain tissue. You did. He said, man, come on down. to the Spurs and Jake Winters Medical Center. See Deputy Mr. Health, Dr. Feel Good. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's what we're talking about. Long live Deputy Mr. Health, Dr. Satchel. But that's this plane we try to ride, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about doing, man. We don't get a venue. We need y'all support and save the Hampton House. This is a campaign, man. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of religion, regardless, you know what I'm saying? Class, contradiction. This is something, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, we have to organize. You know what I'm saying? You could come by and see for yourself, 804 South 17th Avenue. And the fact, we're going to fly it right now. We get an old picture of the house, the location, 7-8 months ago. We ain't got to wait. So some people, man, we was this and that in 800 BC. That's important to know. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? I got some cats. We dealing with some cats now who they frame of reference to their attention span. Bam, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? They come from kings and queens of Africa. I'm dealing with the generations who've been placed in these Department of Children and Family Services, these orphans who don't, man, it's a step up to get them to who their biological mothers and fathers are. So we dealing with the real world. You know what I'm saying? So not negating that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to steal their connection. We're taking these cats step by step because we understand the revolution is a protracted struggle. A protracted struggle. You know what I'm saying? You come talk to some homeless cat. Yeah, man, we're going to hook you up with the CPA. You're going to be paying your own bills. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be over this and that. You know, whoa, I shook him. He ran away. You go talk to some kid out there tomorrow. Man, oh, get you working out, man. We're going to do such and such. Get your biceps. Some, oh, man, hold on. Can we start this up on some walking a few laps? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about. We're taking, you know what I'm saying, people from one stage, another stage, another stage. That's, you know what I'm saying, engaged. But you know what, the people themselves, you know what I'm saying, they running the free breakfast program. People themselves are running the Triple C program. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. So we look forward to the day that our programs may seem appear to be stale in certain arenas. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, they ain't a revolutionary thing. That's revolution. Taking you from one stage, another stage, another stage. We need y'all to get online, y'all. We need y'all. Let's hit them PayPal at GoFundMe.com. Save the Hampton House 50. Save the Hampton House 50. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Also hit up Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. You know what I'm saying? We need y'all on deck with that. You know what I'm saying? We need that support. And we got to get these shirts made. We got these flyers produced. So hit us up, y'all. Inbox us. Y'all got any connect on some, we're going to get some bundles of T-shirts. We get these T-shirts printed up. We're going to move fast. We're going to move organized. Also, y'all may have seen we went live last week, you know what I'm saying, and at the Fred Hampton Aquatic Center, not the Fred Hampton Swimming Pool, I'm incorrectly saying, the Fred Hampton Aquatic Center. You go online, look real nice. The place is closed. So we exposed some contradictions. So we got a phone call. They saying, only thing is, Mr. Hampton, we need some lifeguards. That ain't no rocket science thing to do. Y'all, so help us out before this show go off. Y'all connect us. Say, we got, man, 3-4 brothers, 3-4 sisters, 2 brothers, 2 sisters, who say, man, they certified lifeguards. They online. So at the latest, by the Chairman Fred's birthday, you know what I'm saying, we'd be able to have them children up in that pool. So the pool that Chairman Fred got locked. Excuse me, he wasn't even Chairman Fred then. Teenager got locked up because black children can't even go to that pool. How are we going to look 50 years later? You know what I'm saying? They still can't go to that pool. Come on now. Come on, y'all. Let's do this here. Let's make history. Let's take history. Take history. Comrade Torque right on. Queen Nubia right on, y'all. Cub in the building. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Should we even got a piece? And one of my comrades said, Chairman, I can read the article. See, so you drop something up in there. They talk about legacy. Talked about some of the contradictions you did. That the great granddaughter of Ida B. Wells, you know what I'm saying? Trailblazer Ida B. Wells. And through, you know what I'm saying? And the family, the descendants of her, people, you know, some of the things people saying, they naming this after Ida B. Wells. And, you know, people don't know about it. So that's one of the tactics. A lot of people say, you know, and also the family Emmett Till, you know, it's talking about how, you know, these things be misappropriated. You know what I'm saying? And excellent idea, my sister. We gonna get these mugs on city real talk. So okay, so when you knew that, I need you. You know what I'm saying? We need to check on line. We need to get these mugs. Get some more of these mugs on deck. Comrade Tobin, we can put it together. Not before the 30th. Let's get this. We gonna also have say the Hampton House. Pickled vegetables, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen that one live today. You know what I'm saying? Right there on Wood, you know what I'm saying? You got mother comrade, you know what I'm saying, over on deck, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we ain't never retired. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man, still talking free Sunday out of cold, still talking free, ma'am, you know what I mean? Free them all. Still talking about, you know what I'm saying, what's the condition going, you know what I'm saying? These children that down the street, they come to this garden, project, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Make sure our people in our community got, you know what I'm saying, right to be represented right there. You know, ain't no, somebody, you know, all of them back in the days, that bad, what, still fighting our people, still, you know what I'm saying, getting us to making that concrete, I said concrete connection. Okay, damn it. What happened with her husband being a Menard in 1969 to her son being a Menard in 1999? You know what I'm saying? So we hear words like anniversary kind of have a different tinge to us. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, here we go. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, again, politics like real estate, time, location, everything, y'all. That's what it is. So we want you to get on. Queen Ruby, I need you to check on some more of them cuffs for your mugs for us. I need you to get on that for us ASAP. We'll be on this edge. Mr. Crawley, help me out. You said, don't we check the Red Cross? Help me out. Remind me what we're supposed to deal. Remind me on that. See, a business position right on. Come on. We're going to do a major move. We're going to do a major move before the 20th. I want to get 28th to Melissa and some more forces. I need y'all on deck. We got to do a major. Ooh, we got some dignitaries. I ain't saying in a ruling class type of way, because sometimes we hear these terms, like sometimes we hear terms like democracy or socialism. I'm not geared to ruling class definition. These dignitaries are people like Janine Africa just come out from Monaco since 1978. They could be mad, murdered her baby, took her baby out, you know what I'm saying? Still see the strength in Minister of Confrontation, Pam Africa, who I've been on battlefield side by side with, who, you know what I'm saying, who, man, up in court, you know what I'm saying, at Philadelphia, come see for yourself, meet yourself, you know what I'm saying, then it's a conversation, Pam, I've got Janine, I'm going by what I can see, these ain't no physically tall people, giants, so when he got Pam, they in the back of a courtroom. Police up to me, they're kicking her teeth out. She's holding on. She's fighting like, I'm still getting down. You know what I'm saying? With Mona Africa, who I thought to the day. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, the charge up. You know, so who still the fallout of the chemical biological warfare? The chemical biological warfare. You hear about this in Agent Orange, how the government dropped Agent Orange on troops in Vietnam. And the one who created Agent Orange, his own son, they hit his own son with it. But let's check out, you know what I'm saying, 1978, they talk about the driver, when they came through, they moved on move. You know what I'm saying, they bounced on the move, now locked up. They talk about those who were assassins, who they took out, you know, behind enemy lines. Talk about 1985, May 13th, 1985, you know what I'm saying, the government. You got these gangsters, these criminals, Frank Rizzo's and the likes. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't limited just to the usual suspects. Just people say, "Oh, you're a white man, you had Negroes, Wilson Good." You know what I'm saying? We'll check him out. Google if y'all know about who this individual was. You know what I'm saying? Get a green light, drop a bomb on Osage Avenue. We're not only gonna talk about that, because I think people say, "Man, I'm telling you, watch these movies about slavery." And a lot of times, the ones who say it, you be like, "You need to watch some." See, y'all be drawing a foregone conclusion. These people know about this stuff. They don't. That's, I don't think no faith. Steve Harvey one day, we say, you know. Freeman, are you good? I'm good?
Freeman, live and direct.
Live and direct, right on. Could you imagine? Okay, right on. Let's see the difference between Mars is what it is. Right on. Could you imagine? Take this same contradiction that's going on now and take it 10 years back. Could you imagine the type of elementary response you would be having from people? Oh, man, no, that's just football. We are at a stage now with the connection. People are going to say everything is political. It's just to even acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? And some people say, Chan, what's your thought? Hold on. You have to heighten the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? I tell people with children, don't stop babying them. You know what I'm saying? Because you ill preparing them. You're not even preparing them to be, you know what I'm saying, to be able to deal with certain contradictions. Our people, the Vanguard Party is not the, you know what I'm saying, the saviors. We are in the contradictions, you know what I'm saying? You know, every campaign we even got involved in, you can go back and look at the difference in the people. You make a Jimmy Jones commercial, you like nothing. We get through hiding the contradictions. The people themselves start to, you know, they support and endorse this, and they running with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Real talk, sister. Real talk. Yes, indeed. And that's the deal, y'all. And the time is, see, not that we can't get close, but this person, now you see the light now, and just give it to him, his leadership. Listen, it's like a stage coach. You keep certain things are inevitable. And dearly, we want to make sure that we check catch resumes, that the state is not allowed to put the mules and the donkeys in the forefront. And that's what's happening. They say, okay, you're going to have that discussion under this term. This is going to be leading it. This is going to be summing it up. No. The deal is we can take the information. We get to provide the summation because the deal is this is not a transient hotel room with us. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might come in through, oh, yeah, I stopped by Sierra Black, you know, Steve Hollis. Let me stop back through Slade Court. You know what I'm saying? Come through. It's a vague. People go through, you know what I'm saying? Throw my Kente cloth on. My clothes. You might have came through, you know what I'm saying? I went to a couple of tourist attractions and, you know, met some of the descendants of some of the same ones who, you know what I'm saying, some of the same quote-unquote kings who's collaborating with the Portuguese to sell us. Water seeks its own level. You know, so you'll be surprised who they connect with. I tell people sometimes, why do you think Facebook be telling you about some people like, this would be a good person for you? You'd be like, man, why? Well, man, they do psychological profiles. That's why I try to keep me a mixture of different individuals. You know what I'm saying? What made this person think, you know what I'm saying, send this clown at me? You know, they do psychological profiles. And they watch you link up to. I guarantee you if it was some black people, wait a minute, you couldn't find no tourist agency that was black in Africa? I'd be surprised. But then even if it was that, you'd say, wait a minute, why is it that in the same ones you connected with, they the great grandchild of such and such? Like, man, your people sold such, yeah. See, when I was growing up, I used to hear people tell me, I knew your father. I as a child, being subjective, I thought that meant they was getting down with the movement. That meant anything. They've been coming in person as informant, police, anything. You know what I'm saying? They seen them on TV speak. So the conditions are heightening, you know what I'm saying, due to a number of different elements. You know what I'm saying? They're forcing you now to say, no, be more clear with that. What are you saying? You know what I'm saying? Watch these different. Listen to the fine print. Listen to what people are talking about. What they're struggling for. If it's their own individual, and they tell you, but during certain eras of time, a lot of y'all were so high up in Obama juice, you was there, but you weren't there. You couldn't even hear it. They were telling you, man, this is what I'm on, man. This is what I'm on. And man, you think such and such a sellout? When did this sell out? These people have been consistent. You know, you come through, you in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Then you somebody say, listen, no, you gonna do something, I'll give you better. You go to the hotel, you're in a room for a few hours. You come back, tell my man, I can't believe it, the grass ain't cut no, and such, you pull up, you pull up and say, man, where is such and such? The hotel people, what do you think this is, man? Who was that up there in my room? My bed. I came back. I can't let somebody been in my bed. Then, dude, or you went to Airbnb. You get there. You get to feeling yourself. You come back, man, what happened? My mail didn't come to me. Your mail didn't come to me. Yeah, I stayed there last year. Dude, this is not your home. This is, they tell you what this is. You know what I'm saying? Other people come through. That's different than your home. These people that you be holding up, oh man, here they came. That's our great leader. They for the people. Have they ever told you that? Or did you tell yourself that? That Airbnb seemed so beautiful to you. It was so comforting to you that you put in you start, you know what I'm saying, mailing your name up on the mailbox, and you start, you know what I'm saying, inviting, telling people, oh, write me here. Did you confuse yourself? You know what I'm saying? Because what you wanted, what you subjectively wanted, did you make these individuals out of a black spokesperson? Or better yet, this is my cut. Better yet, did somebody else give them to you? Yeah. If you really want to go, throw your seatbelt on. Who gave them to you? You know what I'm saying? And then what's the detriment of it? What, at the end, do you come out now as a doing absolutes? Because the basis was not started up correctly. You come out now, man, I don't want no home. House is messed up now. What you mean? Man, motherfuckers came and stayed in my house. That was Airbnb. Or you come out now, you know what I'm saying? You put these people in, man, I ain't up the movement no more. Movement? What movement? You black people, you don't even check and see if some of these people that they give you, if they even black or not. Let's go. So at least do some thorough research. But a lot of times you cats go along with it because they come in hoping so they can validate and go along with their particular line. So the comrade, do we get any callers in queue? I'm getting on Twitter tonight. I've been reminded. I'm getting on Chairman Fred Jr. Get on Twitter. I'm never heard this stuff. I'm like Dan Seals. He said, man, I'll put that down. Twitter, I'm going to go and do it. Say the half the house. That's what I do. That's what I remind myself. Say the half the house. Okay, I'm going to go and do it. Fremont,
Calls in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Fremont.
I want to say, happy birthright, Chief Monique. I missed that event. I seen some of the pictures of y'all comrades on the earth, I think they got an event coming up. Chamberlain, who was a month ago. Keep these individuals, keep these people, keep these forces on your minds, arms for your captain, these concentration camps. And I say that term, it's not the most slick soundbite. It's what I lived and down and died under. You know, I don't take it for a day for granted. I'll be going back out of here, you know what I'm saying? Again, y'all, make that come around, call Fremont. Make sure y'all, y'all can support Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal, GoFundMe.com/SavingHappenHouse. We got legends, living legends coming in, y'all. They're coming in. And I got word Mike Africa Jr., who was born in we're looking at September 15th. I said, man, y'all trying to cause a move overdose up in this motherfucker. I said, well, come bring him on. That's the type of how we love. Better yet, I'm gonna say it from this individual. I love to quote kind of subjective about him sometimes too. You did, but he was a bad motherfucker. Yeah, I'm gonna say what he said. We got two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. Y'all in here. Two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, in plain layman terms, we are too high of the people to be shook up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We know we're going against all odds. Again, y'all come on out to yourself. Y'all touch down with these individuals. These, you know what I'm saying? These forces of the isolation. You know what I'm saying? For not cutting that dreadlock. I swear they could do it. I mean it. I ain't telling you, went to the beauty salon and said, oh, yes, it's fashionable now. They should give me the such and such the organic beeswax and get my dreads done. And so I ain't telling individuals who talking about eating natural foods because, you know what I'm saying, they came into contact with some hippies or some bean bags or some lava juice. I'm talking about, people who is connected to everyday life. See, a lot of these dynamics that, you know what I'm saying, it's a phase they're going through. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to move organization, move ideology, and people just trying to co-opt that. People talking about natural birth. I'm talking about natural birth. You talking about Mike Africa Jr.? Y'all heard him on. Y'all heard him on here. I mean, natural birth. His mama. Hey, see, this people don't want to know about this here because we want this nice, beautiful setting. The aroma, what type of, make sure you have the right smell, the right scent. Take the timing to step off for a minute to breathe. We're talking about Debbie Africa, held captive. We're talking about Mike Africa, held captive. We're talking about that sale becoming a maternity war. We're talking about, man, how we talking about them. Make holding your pain in your to the guard when the guard switch and shift. You talking about that umbilical cord? Your mom, your mother fighting the umbilical cord. We talking about the natural birth. We talking about the guard. You talking about the guards report to the judge. Hey, listen, they got a baby. Judge said, no, anybody got no baby back there. You talking about some natural hair care? I'm talking ain't no going. You know what I'm saying? Checking in. Excuse me, do you have such and such to make sure my ends are even? You're talking about eating natural food. You're talking about ain't no stopping up in the store to say, well, could you make sure this potato is cured a certain way? I'm talking about, man, living it. You people talking about, okay, let's talk the Black Panther Party. Let's talk, man, get my leather jacket and get my corporate afro and talk about this. Well, hurry up. October's coming up, and you know what I'm saying? Do a big gala. You know what I'm saying? This is the 50th, and we're going to go. We're going to meet people, you know what I'm saying? Hobnobs. That's how bad things used to be. You know what I'm saying? We're going to grab some pictures of the Wicked Chair, UEP Newton. Then we're going to go along with the slander campaign on him the rest of the days. We're going to just grab his picture when it's fashionable and phenomenal. I'm the Panthers too, and this is that. But what version do you have? We're going to be fluid with it. Let's talk about some political prisoners. You know, so you're talking about Mumia Abu-Jamal, who's telling this information, still held captive. I'm talking about Jerry Odinga Dunnigan, who's going to chat the Black Panther Party, still held captive. Let's talk about the house in which the leadership of the large chapter of the Black Panther Party is set to be up for auction September 9th. Yeah. We'll go over the notice up there on the flyer and everything. Yeah. Now, some cats can just go engage a whole bunch of. As Chairman Fred said, I'm calling him again on something else. You see, like, cats want to engage in a whole bunch of intellectual masturbation. You did, and some cats can afford to be in arenas and do that. We, on the other hand, got some real business to deal with, you know what I'm saying? We got a notice we get to deal with, you know what I'm saying? So again, put the word out, I'm going on Twitter, I'm going full with it, and you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in the arena, and tell me you're going to get on Twitter, it's probably, it's like in reverse, telling some of these GMOs, we need y'all to go on the streets and organize. They're like, God, what? So, it's a hard pill to swallow, but I keep saying, say it happened. So I'm going to go on, get out, do what it do, say it happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get on Twitter. We're going to push the line. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go through the process. We're going to treat some of these famous individuals who, you know what I'm saying, who be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, claim to be connected to Cubs when it's comfortable. We're going to heighten the contradiction. We want people to go back and look at what was you doing August 21st, 2019. Who had resources, who ate in the system, who did what, you know what I'm saying? Because I look forward to something like a Nuremberg hearing. Nuremberg hearings they had in Nuremberg, Germany, when they brought all the soldiers and war crimes, wrote in the SS, SA, not just a soldier, those who worked in different offices. See, they was clear. One day, you just going to say, well, I wasn't in the office. I worked there. I was involved in the transportation. I just drove them to the gas chamber. All right, bring them in. When I was doing the, I was a secretary for the Fuhrer, bring it in, and they had these hearings. Love you, my sister, Yogi, Melissa, I've seen the business, what it is. They had these hearings, Nuremberg hearings. And some of the police deposition was the soldiers, hey, just doing the job, we told to do, you know what I'm saying? And I look forward to some sort of hearings in regards to what has been done to our people. And not only do the criminals get called to task, those who claim to be on the right side of the question, let me check this. You had access to this. You was doing this. Like I, you know, I mean, people say, man, my great grandfather, he had this, and I'm like, what? And at this, they was hanging everybody else. And you know what I'm saying? Your great grandfather had this. Man, I'm clear. Yeah, I'm clear. So we gonna look back and say, man, we had legends. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hit the ground. Like I said, well, Congress, we had a snow cone stand sitting up there. We said we gonna put this out, this campaign out there. We gonna raise these resources. Stay down there. We gonna heighten the contradictions, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's what we talking about, y'all. Say the happen out. You know what I'm saying? And don't cut no corner. You know what I'm saying? People asking questions. Man, son, so they's the Panthers. They got this resources. They got money. They help. Dude, I know a lot of people. They Tony Montana character in Scarface. You want me to be the bad guy? Y'all want me to be? They want me to be the bad guy. Oh, we gonna hang the country. Y'all know who been faking and playing all the time. You know what I'm saying? So we did this here. So again, we gonna make history, take history, tape history. We gonna talk. We gonna talk. Any calls and cues to come, Ray?
Friend, my brother, Chairman. There was a call in cue. They just dropped the line. So if they can call back in and press 1.
Y'all call back in. Press 1-929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. And it might be a jail. It might be a call from the camps, concentration camps. So just bring them on in. Who these flyers did? We need assistance, y'all, on transportation. Again, we got heavies coming in, y'all. We need, you know what I'm saying? We need, transportation, air mattresses, you know what I'm saying? Sheets, whatever y'all want to bring it in. Food donations, all that, you know what I'm saying? We got heavies coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Frame off, Brother Chairman.
Yeah, frame off.
They're back on the line. Caller 309-201.
Welcome, Frame off, Radio.
Chairman, it's Tony Jackson.
Frame off, welcome to Frame off Radio.
It's Tony Jackson. Free them all.
Right on. Free them all. Right on.
Yeah,
on Free them all radio.
Mike Africa touched bases with me Sunday morning. And where I'm going with that, I did like a lot of research about what took place in 1985. And I realized between reading all the history of him and reading of what happened to Fred Hampton Sr. and the other Black Panthers, I realized that the reason a lot of people don't take it for serious, so they don't know how horrendous it was for the government to orchestrate a hit and destroy a whole neighborhood and a whole family with bombs and C4 and shoot them come out the back door. I realize that actually is just such a horrendous thing that it'd make a person become real if they would take the time to see how deep life can really get, you know?
Yeah. I bet your last part. You say that can make a person realize what? Say it again.
It'll make you become real. You know, you was talking about faking and shaking. If people sit there and realize they evacuate a whole neighborhood, knowing that the next day they will come in to 10,000 rounds of ammunition, C4 and bomb, and shoot women and children coming out the door, that was a methodical hit. You know, and that's what Chairman Fred went through in 1969. It's what made me become real. It made me realize I'm Black no matter what. And I think that's what's going on with people. They think because they got a house nigga a situation like that, they going to get treated any different. But they don't get treated different because when it comes down to you, Black, and if you don't play ball with them, they're going to get rid of you. And if you got people to follow behind you because you tell them the truth, they gonna get rid of you. So to me, we gotta stand together because that's where the power's at. You know, people don't know their position. They think they better than the person. You know.
Right on for the call. I just want to add on. You know, some points that you made. You know, like you said, the conditions. Some people say assess it can make some people real. But then again, what it does too is it hides the contradictions. I like this quote, this brother, Derek, he put up on Facebook. Yeah, I reposted it. And the quote say, it say the same boiling water that hardens the egg, the same boiling water that softens the potato hardens the egg. It depends on what you made of. same boiling water that softens the potato hardens the egg, depending on
like
the tomato. I do too. And the deal is, it's something that we have to come to grips with. You know what I'm saying? We individuals are cut from different cloths, cut from different experiences. And again, the politics provides the opportunity where it does not make it necessarily antagonistic. So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, some individuals, I mean, they tell you through the door what it is, so that we can at least have some lines of, okay, this is where you can have points of unity at. Or you may be adversary. You may, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it, I mean, Sun Tzu says in Art of War, the cardinal principle of warfare is to know thyself and know thy enemy. You know, you meet individuals and they tell you what they are. You know what I'm saying? They're straight about this, straight about that. Or, and you know what I'm saying? And there's no frame of reference of, you know, being committed to a cause, what have you. And I don't, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, the boiling water may bring it brings it out, what's there or what's not there, you know what I'm saying? And that's, we have to study the conditions and study, because again, there are eggs and potatoes amongst the people, you know what I'm saying? And we can look at sometimes the water ain't got to get to that point of boiling to recognize. Sometimes you can be like, damn. You look back and say, man, you know what? It just dawned on me. That was in that section of the grocery store. This never was that. You know what I'm saying? That was this Airbnb. I came there. I didn't see no family photos around. I didn't. You know, it was a different. It was so cleaned up. And I didn't see the wear and tear of a family being there. But what made me even say this is my home? My family. You know what I'm saying? This. Maybe I have never had a frame of reference of, you know, saying grandma was cooking in the kitchen or what have you, or even now, you have a generation now, they're so deprived, they won't get to even see a James Evans on a Good Time show. You know what I'm saying? There is no image. You know what I'm saying? They don't get to see movies like even Warriors. You know what I'm saying? There's no dynamic of a structure, no frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? So, the deal is, we can say, man, that's messed up. But in some cases, that DNA is a motherfucker. It could be certain dynamics dropped with the right conditions, the right whooper can bring it out. Say, whoa, this was that.
Yeah, I see that, Chairman. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
What the government, yeah. what people didn't realize was that DNA between you and Mike Africa and you yourself, it made y'all become more driven because you didn't get okie dokie from the cradle. You know, you see what life really is. Like he said, he was secretly born in prison, and you didn't even get to meet your father. And I was like, man, that made them stronger men. That made them leaders. They didn't roll over and die and give up. They used what was against them for them. You know, and that's what they did. They didn't expect a black man to do his own research, to learn what's going on and spread the word. They thought we would just all split apart. They actually made it a more greater movement. You know, that's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's right, both of y'all. You know, y'all just tell me this is what's really going on here. This ain't no joke. Look what these people did. Do your research. Read it. And once I read it, I'm like, wow, that is just so evil.
And,
you know, evil.
It can go
they try
way,
to set
your
pace saying? For you and your life. They try to set his pace for him and your life. You know what? Temporarily, you went down that wrong road, but you know what? You're like, I'm not going to do my time. I'm not going to let time do me. I'm going to do the time. You learn, and then you always talk with knowledge when you talk. You always talk with facts, and you relate them. You don't just know words, you relate them. You got a high sense of being about yourself. And I can understand that because that's how I think. I'm like, man, this is deep. This is like a world inside a world. And I said back, like you said about those superstars, man, they think that they're on some high pedestal. Man, they get rid of them when they get ready to get rid of them. That's what happens, right? Because we use you up now. They don't stand for their people.
Watching some show, I think Dr. Oz, and they were talking about how even Charlemagne the God, talking about, you know, the issues. They have a profile on these individuals. You know what I'm saying? They put them in certain places. And the deal is our people, the dynamics, the politics. You know what I'm saying? It's a battle to do that. There's a to grab, but man. I can't look. You know, that Vlad TV, that dude, they done shut me down on the way to do the interviews. They said, man, dude said he ain't touching it. You know what I'm saying? They know. They do psychological profiles. You know what I'm saying? They do all this.
Yeah, I read it. I read that. You said don't watch his bullshit. I read that.
No. Actually, I don't. I'm not. Like I said, even with the Vlad TV, I mean, he brings out information to individuals that people.
No, I mean the TV One. My fault. It was the TV One. You said, "Hey, Dad, read that. Don't even watch that movie. This is not even real." I read that today on your page.
No. Say it again. You said.
I got a shared saying. It was from somebody saying that TV One, the reenactment of the Black Panther Party, they like, don't even watch that's garbage. That's not even be real. You know? You don't know that? You don't see that?
Let me say this. About, it may have been, not a quote for me, because we have a party line. A lot of times individuals may see different stuff. See, the deal, I don't deal in absolutes. It's some people, information, the Black Panther Party, see, information is raw material for new ideas. I don't believe that we can be so subjective that, you know what I'm saying, it's a way of not supporting or still be privy to certain things. Some people like, I reckon I don't live in a bubble. And a lot of times I got to look at, you know what I'm saying, what propaganda, you know what I'm saying, even, you know what I'm saying, some people can't eat Chinese food. Because they're not even clear who they are, you know what I'm saying, so they can be morphed into that, you know what I'm saying, but the deal is, like it's one book, When You Die With Me, I struggled with this sister one time. I said, you should not read that book. And she come on and said, why not? I said, you haven't even read The Base. You have never read Revolutionary Suicide or Mr. U.P. News. You have no understanding of the Black Panther Party, the survival program. So for you to go back and read this, you're jumping in. You have no frame of reference. You're coming in. You know what I'm saying? It's like telling children.
Okay, thank you for telling me that. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So, there's certain people that can grab certain information. You know what I'm saying? You come in, you have a frame of reference.
They
gung-ho
without knowing what's going on. I got
you. You know what I'm saying? And so your strength, like even when they talk about the 13 children, the white children from, I think, California they had got, people said, why are they not feeding them? Why are they not good? They said, we can't. We got to get them step by step. They need water. And people say, man, feed them. They've been starving all this time. And the doctor said, that's our point. You can't afford. You get it. They're gonna die. They can't take in no food. They have never. They've been starving all this time. You know what I'm saying? So when you come the wrong thing. Even when they say in the Muslim community when they fast, you come in. They have the dates to break the fast. You know what I'm saying? You come in, man. Give me some greasy burgers. And, hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? You said no. So some of us can eat that, but you're conditioned. You have to assess that. You know what I'm saying? Some people have no frame. I done met people who told this one lady told me, I know this Christian cat who played for North Carolina Panthers, Ray Carruth. They had a case about the lady was carrying his child, right, they say he was saying both been involved in a shooting or something else. I know this one lady told me, man, what about that? What you guys the Panthers doing that? This is a dude playing for a football team called the Panthers. And, you know what I'm saying? I said, and she was dead serious. I said, I recommend you don't watch, you know what I'm saying, you, man, no sports.
Well, we know, Chairman, from a life that everybody who say they are not. We know people are false flag. We know that. But I'm glad that we got you to talk to you about these things so you can let them know, hey, look, they trying to take this somewhere else. That's not what I'm about. I'm about psychological and mentally putting yourself in position, not being led around by your nose and knowing your own information. As I said, you come from a very high analytical aspect. You get the information out. That's
fact.
Real fact.
I got to sit sometimes because people that say they know all the time, you know what I'm saying, they come with arrogance. They're twisted. You know what I'm saying? So somebody got to sit back, you know what I'm saying, people come back and say, man, I didn't have people tell me. I said, man, you didn't say something in this event. You know what I'm saying? They had to turn in the guns. They had to turn in the guns. Things. We had to stand down. You know what I'm saying? We can tell our people, the man, my daughter, you just saying you support. They dealing absolutes. We don't deal in absolutes. You know what I'm saying? So go back and look at the party line in regards to anything. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time people talk discussion about some sort of film depiction on Chairman Fred or Forrest Whitaker before he did the Butler.
I can do better. I can do better. I can do way better. I've been formulated. I can do way better.
Do tell talk. But the deal is that when he's talking about doing it, and somebody got word to him, say, hey, man, that man Chairman Fred, though, his son on plate, and that stopped the conversation. You know what I'm saying? The former chief of staff for the Black Panther Party, David Hilliard, he was doing a thing with Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre wanted to get the rights to do that piece with Game, that song called Dreams, which was Minister UEP's excerpts and speeches. He was clear. He said, this is financial with them too. He told me, he said, however, this man's son here, he about that legacy. You know what I'm saying? He don't play no games. And the deal is, as Chairman Fred said, ain't nothing all bad and all good. Sometimes just even a conversation, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, it's certain stuff when he get brought to us. Soon they do a background check, they nip in the bus, oh, man, you can't do this here. But just even the conversation to happen, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Because with contradictions, we do it in a way it just does not expose the reactionary elements. In other words, it just don't – not see, when we talk about – the Laquan McDonald case. We do it in a way, not just James Van Dyke, the police, you know, saying Laquan McDonald said sometimes. Who did the mayor of Chicago send an email to telling them to control a protest? Who did they have a private viewing of the video, you know, so when they first went down? See, these are the contradictions that a lot of people want to talk about. See, the deal is this is one of Chairman Fred's speeches. He say, we ain't tripping up going to jail or dying. People say, whoa, damn. What did he just say? He say, we hiding the country. We clear. Chairman said, I'm bad. He said, well, I ain't going to die. I'm sitting on a piece of ice. He said, I'm planning to die in international politics revolutionary struggle. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that. I read that.
You're hiding the contradictions. It's service of the people. So we, to deal with, we're trying to hide the contradictions. Who has it? What collaborators? Who are complicit? Who can come out and talk about? Look in your own households. Look in your own communities. Who can even talk about him now that the people even saying mentioned about a movie? Look who don't know about the work that we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? So this tells you about individuals. But some people can only hear something unless it comes through state trades. State trades mean that the state say, okay, now you can talk about this. See, during the Civil War. There were some people who was, you know, engaged in armed warfare before the Union and Confederates was fighting. But some people couldn't understand the battle until the Union and Confederates started fighting. Some people can't, you know what I'm saying, until they're given that green light by the Gringos. You know what I'm saying? They can't understand you know what I'm saying, to the state say, let's talk about this. And sometimes we let that conversation happen just so people say, okay, now y'all, like when George Bush Sr., When U.S. aggression against Iraq, you have people in the community. Hey, man, Saddam Hussein, he violated the no-fly zone. I said, this nigga just say what? When did you start talking about the no-fly zone? You know what I'm saying? You look at now. Look at the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Look at what George Bush ran against, what's his name, Gore. You have people in the community. Man, yeah, man. See, the Electoral College is, whoa. You was never talking about this before. But the ruling class say you can talk about it now. It's people now who never talked about Chairman Fred. Never touched it. You know what I'm saying? We fought for the street to be now the Chairman Fred. They got, you know what I'm saying? They got a TV show called Pearson. They're trying to ward it down now. They don't make no mention of us. They don't talk about Deborah Johnson, McCoy and Jay, who is the chairman of the Simple Committee. But, you know what I'm saying? The brainstorming and phone calls. They talk about Chairman Fred having to join the Black Panther Party Cubs out there putting the word, you know what I'm saying, going on hitting the ground. You know what I'm saying, for this here? So the deal is, do this movie, Pearson, TV show Pearson, just make mention of it. Man, the ruling class and gave him a heads up, you can mention his name. But this, they tell you to say, this, you can mention Miss Wade. You know what I'm saying? You laughing at Rick, y'all, making his tape history. Katrina, in the building, right? See, line. Business, what it is, making history, taking history. We need y'all on deck, y'all. We need support, y'all. Y'all come on. August 30th and 31st, man. We need people to assist with transportation. Food, you name it, you know what I'm saying? We got Minister Compton's Pan Africa on being deck. We got Janine Africa on being here. Y'all hit us up, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. That's up at GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHappen. Now, I'm getting on Twitter tonight, y'all. I'm going to go at it. How we looking on time? Good? Okay, right on. Excuse me, no callers in queue? Any callers in queue? Oh, my fault. My brother, you still in queue with us? Yes, indeed. So, right on. man, we need somebody. Matter of fact, the trailers, them cameras, 24. We gonna be moving y'all August 30th, 31st. We gonna make a matter of fact, we do a whole documentary. So, Brother Tony Jackson, you said you gonna be on deck. You know what I'm saying? Call you,
yep,
man. Man, have the camera. It's ready. You know what I'm saying?
Free them all. Free them all.
I'm more cut from the cloth with this do it. You know, I think Nike might have stolen it from us. This just do it.
Boots
that's
on the
I,
ground here.
Uh-huh.
You know me, boots on the ground always, always.
But I'm really an advocate of this. A lot of people that's mean about this and talk. Man, I ain't in Congress. I'm chairman. I ain't no congressman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't all this unnecessary man. Man, do it. I said, man, ain't no guarantee tomorrow. Let's do it. I see so many people be talking about, as you can tell what school cats come from, school to organize it, by how they even talk about doing certain things. It's always just checking in, you know what I'm saying? And that's why the state trains a lot of these quote-unquote GMO organizers. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's do this. I see some people they've been asking Harry Tubman, do you have a permit for your gun license? Do you have a gun license? Did the GPS tell you, are we sure we're going north? You know what I'm saying? And all that time, they hanging and bitching people. You know what I'm saying? And she said, I got a roll. You know what I'm saying? We out there, man, now, people at the Save the Hampton House. We put the garden right there. You know, man, they have folk and balls and glass and bags, dope residue, man, over there in their yard. You think you going to check what sort of soil you get? Man, we ain't got time for all that. We riding on fumes. I'm surprised I'm still here sometimes. See, back at the party, they, you know what I'm saying? They recognize, what everybody else recognize, black children graves out of the park. People say, well, let's do some, check their history, blah, blah. Hey, man, it's not even part of the community. They say, listen, these children going to school hungry. Now we can back that. That ain't no rocket science thing to figure out. No, said, oh man, that's messed up. It's okay. It's resources in the community. It's not built in the community. They move fast. They move, as Chairman Fred said, move fast, move organized. And before you know, in Chicago, they're feeding a minimum of 3,500 children a week. You know what I'm saying? Well, did you check?
Right. I saw when you guys was giving away food and clothes, how the police had rolled up on you, demanding you a permit to give away free clothes, free food to feed people. You know, I was like,
yeah.
Wow, them people are dirty.
Yeah. I mean, you can't find that video clip for me, Tony Jackson, include in the video you're going to put with this thing, because people need to see the before and after. They need to see, if you can't find some old video clips of how the house looked before, you know what I'm saying? Cause we got some work to make a Jenny Craig commercial, like nothing, the before and after. So we're going to say, we doing this here, we ain't got no time for no whole bunch of back and forth, you know what I'm saying? People checking, we working, you know what I'm saying? And we go down the road, they gonna try to hijack our programs, and you know, some man with Chairman Fred organized the Rainbow Coalition. Oh, he crazy talking to them. Now they got some dude doing a movie on it, trying to hijack it. Matter of fact, he on Twitter somewhere. And type that dude name in for me if you can, so people can flood him with the Twitter, flood him with the GoFundMe, flood these people on their Twitter. Help me out, yo, because Twitter really ain't my thing. I'm gonna get on it. But Rossi Line, if you can't, folks, you got 5 minutes.
I don't use it much.
I talked to Mike Africa
briefly Sunday morning. He reached out to me and I talked to him and I was like, man, this is just a big deal. I said, man, people just don't know how much of a big deal it really is. They think it don't apply to them. You know, I thought about it. 1985, I was graduating from high school. Somebody else was in their house and they were bombing the whole neighborhood on purpose. I like, wow, man, that's a way to come into the world, you know? And I like, man, I'm no better than that. It just wasn't my time. So I stand with you, Chairman. I stand with Black Panther Party Cubs. You know what? That's the only thing we got.
Come on,
together.
Come on with it. You know, so we, man, we 30 and 31st, man. We, man, paws and hands, man, feet and everything on deck. You know what I'm saying? Boots, all that on deck. Sandals or whatever you get, on deck. On deck,
30 and 31st.
Also on deck. Speaking engagements up also for Janine Africa, Minister Conferences, and Pam Africa, September 1st. You know, somebody while he in town wants to speak. We gotta get that out there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make this connection. What's happening? That's inspirational. Man, they man, just to hit them, I mean, I just talk about it, be about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, the principal up to my, dragged by these dreads, and, you know what I'm saying, handcuffed, beat that, you name it, you know what I'm saying? And you just, even Mike Africa, you mentioned Mike Africa, just the images of him, Debbie Africa, Mike Africa, you know, we want to go do some relationship counseling. But you look at the image of his mother and father, you know what I'm saying, who've been held captive, you know what I'm saying? And his man, the lineage is just children. You know what I'm saying? Look at their father, grandfather, mother. You know what I'm saying? They from the whole family. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no biological connection. But you saying, what's a part they were saying? How, was it Phil? Who just got out? Was it Eddie Africa? And Janet Africa was talking about it really cuts him. But they were still being held captive. They were beat together. That's the type of, I mean, that's a hell of a thing to say. I mean, they bond. They were connected before then. But man, you know, and the struggle, man. You hear about them different Marine Army people. Man, be a battle with this person. They connected. I've been honored to be. Literally on a physical battlefield. You know what I'm saying? Mother comrade. You know what I'm saying? We literally. You know what I'm saying? We engaged. We didn't fought side by side. To be a time together, you know what I'm saying? So, and I was held captive. To have my name mentioned with some of these individuals was, people said, man, that's crazy. Man, honor. You know what I'm saying? Honor. I'm going to say this in closing.
Right. Power to the people.
I was in Tams of Supermax. And he brought us down there all the time. I remember all of the different cats, all these different street tribes, legendary Brisbane. With the African Seven murders, and it was like all these cage windows and stuff. And one of them said, man, I think it was Casper. He said, man, we glad you down here. I said, what you mean by that? I said, he said, it's good you down here. What you mean? He said, it's going to be certain attention brought on here because you down here. And he said, man, they got to tell me different names of individuals. That's such and such. And I remember Brisbane, real short, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, I heard about y'all. It's an honor. You know what I'm saying? Meet y'all. You know what I'm saying? We was here, captive together, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Humble.
We gonna get ready to close on out, y'all. But again, August 30th and 31st, the Chairman Fred Street Party. Y'all support that. You know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. GoFundMe.com. Save the happiness. I'm getting on Twitter tonight, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes open, fiscal. We need support on transportation. We need support on food. You name it. We're gonna get, you know what I'm saying, get some calls to the Hampton House inboxes. You know what I'm saying? We hard to find. So, comrade, take us out. And matter of fact, we can get that song on deck if we can. That song next week. Ooh, child, that 5 steps. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. Keep your head up, eyes open, fiscal, y'all. Save the happiness. It's called Free Tomorrow.
Right.